Miranda Lorikeet, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. You have a fabulous skill with a very ancient tool, MS Paint.
Yes, I do. Yes, I'm I think one of the few MS Paint artists in the world. And yeah, I very exclusively only use MS Paint. I'm quite an MS Paint purist, you could say.
Oh my God, I love it. So tell me, you were kind of telling me the other day that it's a bit of a long story about how you got into it, but tell me how you got into it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as any 90s kid, I used it on, you know, Windows 95 in my dad's office on the big block computer. So I think it's probably the first place I used it, but as an adult, I started drawing with it when I first moved to Sydney when I was 22, and I got this job at an insurance company as a receptionist, and there wasn't a lot of work to do and not many people walked through the doors and the phone never rang, and I was kind of like, what am I doing here? What is this job? And they had MS Paint on the computer, as every single computer does. And I just started doodling with it and mucking around, and I used to use the scanner there and I'd scan in these hand-drawn pictures I'd done on like office paper, and then I'd edit them using Microsoft Paint. And then eventually I was like, screw the hand-drawn drawings, I'm just going to start trying to draw pictures with Microsoft Paint. And it also sort of snowballed from there. It was just sort of a fill in the time sort of thing, and it's just turned into, yeah, like an actual, a whole art career now.
That is awesome. I mean, just the first words you even said, like receptionist at an insurance company, I feel like any creative is just shriveling and dying inside, right?
Yeah, and I think we've all worked one of those jobs as well.
Oh my God, yes, we all have. I totally went to uni for like 5 years to come out and be a receptionist in my first job. And my mum thought it was awesome because I was working in an office. But I was like,
yeah, I've made it because I'm in an office. Close.
Yeah, because I grew up on a cane farm, right? So my family were like, oh, you've gone to uni, you've got an office job. Yeah. So were you always creative? Like, were you always kind of drawing as a kid?
Yeah. I've always been drawing since before I could pick up a pen and pencil. Both my parents said I was always super, super keen on drawing and scribbling as soon as I could do that. And my mum's a bit of a creative herself, like she was always an artist when I was younger, and I'd try and do little kid versions of what she was painting. She's quite a prolific artist, like she's very got this attention to detail, and she can, you know those people who can just draw exactly what's in front of them and it's like perfect, really realistic. Yeah, she's good with that. So I've always had a lot of creative influences around me, but yeah, this is my version of it.
Yeah, nice. And how would you describe your style?
Yeah, so my style is it's very reminiscent of sort of pixel art and scenes from the 90s where they've used digital art and used really crappy programs to create these artworks. So my artwork is normally women in like these huge rolling landscapes, like these big peaceful Technicolor dream worlds, sort of, if you will. And I also dabble a little bit in still life artwork. But yeah, most of my artwork is these huge, big landscapes with little women running around in them.
I love them. And I love how it's interesting, right? Because you said peaceful, and they are actually really peaceful, but they're really vibrant colors.
Yes. Yeah. I think peaceful and alone were the two main themes I was trying to run with. But yeah, as you said, they're always in these big, crazy colored worlds. They're sort of meant to be a bit of like a dreamscape, like a little escape. Like, you know, when you're like on the train and you're staring out the window and your mind's like a million miles away, that's where I'm picturing I am, is these little worlds.
Has COVID life affected your still life images that you've been doing? Have they gotten a little weird?
They're always a little weird. I'm normally just drawing exactly what's in my bathroom. No, but I think I'm looking more at everyone's pictures on the internet. Spending more time on Instagram, as everyone is right now, and probably getting a few different influences from there. So they haven't evolved just yet, but I'm hoping they will into a more post-COVID artwork.
What's the most interesting thing you've seen on Instagram lately?
Oh, man, that is such a good question. Just people who are way better at art than me and feeling really inferior. No, but I think I'm just seeing like way more people mucking around with like pottery and painting, people who probably wouldn't have always done that sort of stuff. And I'm really enjoying watching people's like first attempt at making like a bowl or you know, painting yes. on a canvas.
Yeah, it is really inspiring to see everyone kind of leaning into their creative aspect at the moment.
Yeah, there's like all these newcomers coming out of the woodwork, I feel like, and I'm like, oh my God, have you actually never done this before? And I'm just like blown away. Yeah.
It's like, I hate you, but I'm really impressed. And I like yeah. you, but I kind of hate you.
Totally. And I will be buying a piece. Thank you very much. You're really good at this. You've been doing it for 5 minutes. God damn it.
Miranda, thank you so much for your time today. It has been fabulous talking with you.
Thank you. You are so welcome. Thanks for having me here.